G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Monday, the 27th of March. And Justin Avendano, our BBL champion.
Revealed something.
Yep. Cowinda Waters golf champion. Received the trophy on the weekend. Gorgeous he is.
He looked good.
But I tell you what, things could have gone quite differently.
Couldn't they?
Had he looked in another direction. Quite differently.
How lucky.
All we could say is maybe he'd be living in Tasmania.
I wonder if he'd get a sense. And if he got the sense.
Well.
Anyway,
what happened there? That's coming up in our podcast. Also, David Harris, member for Wyong. We spoke with him. He could be named in the ministry with Minzy.
Yeah, winners are grinners.
Yeah. To other news, why a teacher at a school in America had to resign.
And why one NBA star had a bad back.
That's coming up on our podcast for Monday, 27th of March. Hey, we're looking at this morning. Manly coach Anthony Seibold. He was not embarrassed after he was caught on camera while asleep at a McDonald's after a boozy session with a mate, allegedly. Look, it was 11 o'clock at night. You do get tired.
People fall asleep.
Who hasn't? I fall asleep when I go home. Some afternoon, I've fallen asleep on my laptop. When I'm at work,
I used to get on
get on your knees.
Yeah.
Did you really? What job were you applying for?
No, I was at church.
Oh, right.
You go to church and kneel down to pray, put your head on your hands.
You go to sleep.
Just,
yeah. Okay, just sometimes.
Gee, that kid prays a lot.
I was at physio one time getting work done.
I used to enjoy falling asleep at physio.
Yeah, and you just go, and just fall asleep. So, you know, Anthony Seibold, you are not alone. 1-3-5-3, Benny from Bluehaven. Good morning, Benny.
Benny.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Not bad. When did you fall asleep? Where did you fall asleep, mate?
Well, just quickly, I've fallen asleep before on the massage table and woken myself up with a couple of snores.
Yeah.
But that's not the main story. This one's a cracker. We were down in Adelaide back in 2019, watched the Roosters down there with my brother-in-law. Anyway, we've gone out on a big night out. Anyway, he's come the next day. We're going to, I can't remember, I think we'll go to a winery or something like that. We all hopped on the coach and he's hopped on with a real bad pain in his ear. I'm going, what's happened? He goes, I fell asleep in the shower last night. He was in there for hours and hours. And he woke up with an ear infection.
He fell asleep in the shower and it's just water's just jetting into one ear hole.
Yep. He was there for a good 3-4 hours, he reckons.
Fell asleep in the shower.
Can happen.
When you're tired, especially when you're tired,
As a kid, when mum would wake you up.
At least he was clean.
Mum would wake up and you'd go into the shower and just go to sleep, turn the water on and just sleep in the corner.
Yeah.
Mum would come in and go, get up. You'll be late for school.
Yeah, that does happen. All right, Benny, thanks for the call, mate.
Thanks, boys.
Mate, we're sending the Hunter Valley Gardens, the Mega Creatures event family pass. Create unforgettable moments for the whole family at the Mega Centres event, Creatures event. You're there, Benny. Well done, mate.
Thank you. I'll make sure my ears are clean before I head up there.
Right. Good on you, mate.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
133353.
That is the number. We've got Vicky from Somersby. G'day, Vic.
Hey, Vic.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Good. What you calling about?
I'm looking for some advice.
Okay, we're here now. Oh, hang on. Hang on.
From us.
Get your pens out, Rob. All right.
Hang on a second.
Now, give us your Medicare number and your credit card number.
I'll just write this down.
Okay, before you start. This doesn't come free of charge, Vicky.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. It's not pay per minute either. Yeah. We do it in 15-second blocks.
Right, okay. What advice do you got?
My husband flew out to Scotland on Thursday.
Right. Flew out to Scotland.
Okay, Scotland.
Yep.
When am I supposed to start missing him?
Hang on. How many days have you been gone?
That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
4 days.
Yeah, Monday. Well, you're not. You're not. How long's he away for?
A month.
You beauty. You're laughing. Yeah. I wouldn't be ringing us. I'd be at every pub and club.
You do find that, Vicky, you find that your first week is euphoric.
Yeah.
Your second week, you get a little bit bored because you've got no one to run around after. Yeah. And then your third week, you might even slightly miss him. And your fourth week's full of dread because he's coming back.
Hey, what did he go to Scotland for, Vic?
Well, he just built us a cottage and was, you know, physically drained and all that sort of stuff. So I was going to give him a two-week golf retreat, but he decided he might go back to the homeland.
Yeah.
He's never been before, so go back and...
So when you say he built a cottage, what, here on the coast?
That's a big effort.
Yeah.
What, out of rocks?
No.
Come on, mate.
Oh, sorry.
He may be Scottish.
I thought he's gone. I mean, what a bloody tireless worker is he to get stones from the property.
Stones, one wheelbarrow at a time.
And build a bloody cottage.
Just a little cabin thing. On a big block of land.
And, oh, right, yeah, okay. And so he's gone over to Scotland to see his rekindle. Oh, that's bloody good.
Yeah, do a bit of a pilgrimage and see where he was born and all that sort of stuff. And hopefully Australia will let him back in when he comes back.
Yeah. Or wander through the thistles.
Did he grow up over in Scotland?
No, he left. He left when he was 2.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, gee, a lot of memories in those 2 years.
That's it. He doesn't know anything.
No. So that's been his problem all life.
Probably.
All right, Vicky. No, in this Thank first you. Week, you're not. You don't miss him. Don't worry about it. You do not have to miss him.
So I don't have to worry.
No, not at all. You're doing fine. You give us a call at any stage. Yeah.
Okay. See you, guys.
If he hasn't called you by Friday, you should start to worry.
Okay.
See you, Vic. Bye.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
After Saturday's state election in Wyong, the seat of Wyong, two-party preferred, 70.31% to Labor and 29.69% to the Libs.
Where's your brass band?
Hang on. The
Come on,
carpet.
Please.
Oh, jeez, I forgot about
At
that.
At the very least.
And the searchlights in the sky. Oh, and we welcome, well, he got re-elected, state member for Wyong. Where is the band? We're not worthy. Morning, David.
Hi, David.
Morning. Morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad. Not a bad result. Romped home again.
Oh, look, I'm just so humbled by the support I received up in the northern end of the coast. I love this area. I moved here 30 years ago, and this is, the pinnacle of having people giving you their support. You can't ask for any greater privilege.
Now, I said to Rob earlier on, and I said I wanted to ask you this question, because you've been in opposition for the last 12 years, still elected, but in opposition. Is it easy, and you've done a huge amount for Wyong, for the electorate of Wyong, will it be easier now to get things across the line now that you guys are in government?
Well, I'm hoping so, but government's tough. I mean, Adam, I spoke to him yesterday. He knows how tough it is, even when you are delivering. Trying to keep everyone's expectations in check is a very, very difficult task. So I'm under no illusion. I've been in government before, and I know that if you don't deliver, then people are pretty quick to indicate that by taking their vote away. So we'll be making sure that all of our commitments are met and making sure that we put the Central Coast on the map in terms of funding in New South Wales.
Right, so the party's over. What's first on the list, Dave?
Oh, well, hopefully the boss will give me the nod and I will get into the ministry. I've been working very hard in Aboriginal affairs and also in jobs, investment and tourism. So I'm really keen to continue that. And they're two very important areas for the Central Coast. But locally, we have to start to tackle the health crisis and the crisis in our education system, making sure we can attract more staff back to our hospitals. We've got beautiful infrastructure, but we're lacking numbers in terms of people in the front line. And, it's not just the nurses and teachers that are stressed. It's also our kids and patients at our hospitals that face delays every single day.
David, speaking to the constituents on when you were doing pre-election and throughout your term, mate, is housing a big factor as well, I could imagine, in the Wyong electorate?
Oh, it's huge. And with the mortgage issues, interest rates, rental stress, My area is where most houses are being built at the moment, and that causes problems too, because people are seeing the trees knocked down and they get upset about that. But we have to get the balance right. People need a roof over their head. If they have a good house, then everything, their health, their education, all those other factors improve. All the research says it. We know it. We've just got to get on with it and make sure that we deliver enough housing to ease that that stress that's out there in the community.
Yeah. And look, with inflation so rampant at the moment, how do you follow through on the promise of increasing real wages for people, people who are struggling to get with day-to-day living costs?
Yeah, so one of the first policies, and Chris announced it yesterday, that we'll put through is to get rid of the wages cap. That's currently set at 3%, and that'll allow our public servants, our frontline workers, our teachers, nurses, paramedics, police, fireys, to actually go and get a living wage again. They've been held back, even though they were the heroes of the pandemic, and we all, you know, celebrated their efforts. Their wages have been held back, and you know, that's you know, one of the reasons I think we've been elected. They've just taken all of that pressure and seem to have been left behind. So we have to acknowledge the work that they do. And we're also getting shortages because our wages aren't competing with other states, and that has to be fixed.
Hey, David, when will we know whether you're in the ministry or not?
Yeah, well, Chris is going to put in place the executive team in the next day or so. We then have to wait, obviously, for the count to be finalised, and then hopefully I'll get the nod. But Chris did say that he's going to be keeping his shadow ministry pretty much the same, so I've got my fingers crossed. Yeah. And hope that the Central Coast, with Yasmin, Catley and myself, will have very, very strong representation.
Yeah, right. And if he doesn't, right, we'll just come around knocking. Hey,
yeah,
Rob. We'll see him in Macquarie Street.
And if you ever need any help with anything, you just mention that you're going to fix a few potholes, and that's always met with a round of applause.
Yeah, well, we've committed to double council's money to fix potholes, so that's good news too.
Mate, congratulations again. You've been there before. Well done. And our minister for, well, we hope he's our minister.
Get the band. Where's the band?
Oh, the band. For a while. David Harris, thanks for joining us, David.
Thanks, guys, and look forward to talking to you a lot.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, Larsa Pippen, who was married to Scottie Pippen of the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
Real Housewives of Miami at the moment. Mm-hmm. She informed co-stars of something that left them reeling. And it turns out Larsa was married to Pippen for 24 years.
Yeah.
They had four kids together, Scotty, Preston, Justin, and Sophia. Obviously kept going till they had a girl, got one eventually. And then Larsa has since, this has been revealed on, you know, not just on Married, what is it called? Real Housewives.
But on the socials as well, so it must
How
be
How about
true.
This though? Larsa, this is not just on socials, this is true, has moved on with Marcus Jordan.
Michael
Jordan. Who is Michael Jordan, superstar Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
His son.
And they played together.
Like, so she was married to Scottie Pippen, who played basketball with him
Michael Jordan
for years. And then she's married. Imagine.
Now she's going out with
the
son.
Imagine your partner left you for your son or for your mate's son.
Mm-hmm.
Bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so.
But she's not that old though.
Well, she's going out with his.
Michael's son.
And there was a bit of a rift between them at the end, wasn't there?
Between Pippen and...
If you really Michael want to Jordan. Have a stab at your ex...
If you watch the doco on Netflix...
Go out with someone who he had a bit of a drama with, go out with his son.
Yeah.
If you're like, hang on.
Not
on. They were talking to... She was talking to her friends on Real Housewives. She revealed that...
She's 48.
She's 48.
Yeah.
Her and Scottie Pippen would go at least four times a day. Bump uglies.
At night, I heard.
Four times a day.
I was thinking about that.
Scotty's teammates were saying how he always had a sore back.
Problem with his back.
Now, I've got a sore back, but I'm certainly not.
No, that's not from that, eh?
Couldn't be.
I just don't believe four times.
Do you think that's bull?
I reckon that's loader.
I don't know. I once dated
crap bowler.
Someone who was obsessed.
Hmm.
And it lasted a month because I said, I've got to go.
Because you're bad back.
I can't keep up. My back's hurting.
Well,
that's it.
A US principal was forced out of a job Marcus Jordan is 32, so there's a 16-year age gap there. The US principal was forced out of her job after parents complained about a Renaissance art lesson that featured a historic sculpture by Michelangelo, with one parent calling it pornographic. Oh, come on. School leader Hope.
Yeah, and he's called it.
One of the parents, Kara Squilla, resigned from Tallahassee Classical School in Florida last week after she was told to either step down or face termination because they were doing art, and she was at the school for less than a year. And she was doing art. They were talking about art and looking at about Renaissance as well. And this is in sixth grade. And she says she brought in a statue, something that Michelangelo had done.
Mm.
And because, you know, they're standing
in a
there,
model of the statue.
Model of the statue. Not the yeah, thing. Not a real statue. So they wouldn't bring in Rob Palmer.
Just wheeled in say, David.
Ooh, and or Bacchus or whatever. And
Saw Bacchus.
And Saw Bacchus. And Chewbacca. And like, and the parents said, but that's just art. Like, you walk around anywhere in a European city.
Oh, there's.
There they are everywhere.
They're hanging.
Hanging willy-nilly.
Half of them are broken off.
Yes. But, you know, when you stand beside them on
maybe
there,
that's where the first came from.
First what?
First doodle tool.
Yeah.
Because mine just broken off a statue. And so
what
hang
you
on a
do
second.
With this? For some reason, our producer's wrapping it up. We've got to get to the news.
It's not soft.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Am I sort of like... because I like watching elections, does that make me a nerd? I'm a nerd anyway, but I mean more of a nerd because I'm really – I couldn't care less who a political party
– Who wins or loses.
I don't care what political party you're coming from. I couldn't give a rat's, but I like an election just to see which way it swings.
But is it the election or is it just looking at a map that changes colours?
I think it's looking at the map.
Looking
that
at the map. Do you like watching weather maps? Because you know you can see over the course of the half hour how the clouds move.
Yes. See, that might be it. Because on Saturday, I said to my wife, we should watch a movie. She said, good work,
did
darling.
You actually say that?
Yes.
On Saturday. You told me on Friday,
yeah.
I can't wait to go home and watch the election over the weekend.
Yeah.
So you wanted to watch a movie.
Movie with her to appease Kurz. And we're watching... I don't know, something. It was a pretty good movie, but that was on the big screen. But at the same time, because the rugby league was on, so I had it on my iPad. I had the footy on.
Where was the iPad?
Right beside me. And Kirst said, are you watching that footy?
So with the sound off.
Oh, yeah, with the sound off, yeah. And then...
it's not distracting at all?
No. And then she said, are you watching footy? I said, no. And she stands
How
up.
How far away from you on the couch?
Just right
Kirst.
Beside. Oh, right she was like, because it's a four-seater. So
okay. So she has one corner and you have the other corner.
And I had my iPad.
And in between
there.
The two of you, there's an iPad with the
I know, that was to my side so she couldn't see it.
Oh.
I was hiding that because we're watching the movie.
Sure.
And then what I then had on my phone, I had on.
I was going to say, where's the election?
On my phone. And I had it tuned to Channel 9 with my earpiece in.
And, oh, mate.
And so, but then I was also going to the Daily.
That's extremely skillful.
But I was also going to the Daily Telly because with the Daily Telly.
With what?
Well, you'd go find my electorate and you type in, say, Gosford.
On your phone.
Yeah. And then it was giving you how the seats were going and what percentage the votes were coming in at. So I could go, Gosford, Terrigal. The entrance.
Did you have a bowl of nibbles that you guys were sharing whilst watching the movie? Like it was about a little bowl of chips, nuts?
Well, what did we have? Oh, I may have.
You may, okay.
Because I was doing dinner. I was cooking dinner at the same time and then I was cooking dinner and then I was with my phone. I had that in my pocket with my headphones.
And writing a letter to your brother?
And then I was
how many things can you do at once?
And then I was going over, checking.
What were you cooking?
What the scores were. What did we have Saturday night? We had this chicken thing. You bought it in this chicken done in Asian rub.
Did it come in a box?
No. No, it was an Asian rub chicken.
Okay.
And then anyway, and then when we were having dinner, I then had my headphones in just watching the election with my little on my iPhone, just watching, and I just held it up against the salt and pepper shaker. So that gave me like the
So, view. But you actually, with nothing, with a thousand other things going on at once, you said to your wife, Kirst,
let's watch a movie.
Let's watch a movie.
And then.
Which she didn't mean because she didn't watch the movie.
Well, indirectly I did because I then said, oh, what's happened there?
Jeez. Oh, you did, mate. Come on. You were asking for updates on the movie that you asked Kirst to watch with you.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, the thing was, is you can do all these things at once.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Just focus on doing one thing well, please.
You can do it. Guaranteed.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Justin Avendano, BBL champion twice over, Coin Awards champion when it comes to golf as well. He's in early for us for this Monday morning.
Into the confessional.
Yes. Now, Justin, we've got you in. Val's on the organ. Okay.
Because we were having a chat and you brought up something that could have been a real mistake for you.
Could have been real bad.
You got out of jail.
Explain to Father Patrick, Father Robert, Justin.
So I have to start by saying I don't really know my mum's side of my family, which is the main issue here. Divorced when I was three and then never really got in touch with her again. And then anyway.
Ignorance is no defence.
Yeah. So 6 years ago when I met my wife, beautiful wife, Zoe, I met her at a corporate golf day. That same day I met one of her best friends and fellow colleague at the radio station. I won't say her name because I don't want to get in trouble now. And I know she's listening. And so anyway, we started hanging out. We're really good friends. I started dating Zoe. This person would come down to our house on the Central Coast. We would go to their house. She then got a boyfriend as well, this friend. She then got a boyfriend soon after.
So when you met this person and Zoe, both single?
Both single.
And you sort of
I ventured off to Zoe, thought Zoe's the one. Mm. I knew straight away she was the one, hence why she's my wife now. Yeah. But the other one...
Both very likeable people.
Very likeable people.
Yes.
And then so this person with her new boyfriend, they get engaged. And with my mum's side of the family, I have her on Facebook and I have my grandma on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And never really stay in touch. Little things, happy birthdays here and there. And then when they got engaged, I said congratulations on their Facebook. How nice is that? And then my grandma then posted on their Facebook page going, congratulations to so-and-so.
What's she doing here?
What's she doing on here? Like, how does she know this person? So I screenshot it and sent it to this lovely lady in Newcastle. And said, hey, how do you know this person? She goes, that's my grandma. I went, no, it's not.
Hang on a second.
That's my grandma. And she's like, no. Get stuffed. And so we did this little family connection, and it turns out we're cousins.
Cousins.
And I should have known because she's a cracking sort, as am I.
So. Yeah, of course you are. Of course you are. You are nothing better. So first cousins. You're first cousins.
Yeah, pretty much.
So
yeah,
you could have, had you not gone for Zoe.
Sliding doors moment there was.
You could have... been with your cousin, hypothetically, and not even known it.
Wouldn't even known until we started posting photos on Facebook, and then my grandma on Facebook went, hey, that's funny. How do you guys know each other?
And you might not have known until you had like a three-legged child.
Yeah, and then had to go move to Tassie. Yeah.
But what would you do? Like, we've had this conversation. She knows. We've laughed about this going, geez, what if? That could have been real bad. Like, do you just cut ties straight away? Like, if you're 5 years in.
And you've fallen in love.
Oh, man.
Justin, thank you for getting into the confessional box this morning, Big J.
Thanks, lads.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.